Hi, everyone. This is Roger from Fox Latin America. Thank you all for joining us today. We are pleased to have executive producers Joe Weisberg and Joel Fields from The Americans, which will premiere its last season on April the 3rd, only in Fox Premium and Fox App in Latin America. Hi, Joe and Joel. Thank you very much for taking the time to talk with us.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi. We will start the conference with the first question that comes from Anna from Guatemala. Anna, please go ahead with your question.
Thank you. This is for Joe. If you could write about spies anymore, what would you write about?
If you could not write about spies anymore, what would you write about?
Very good question.
This is Joel. I want to answer for him first by saying you just put a big smile on his face.
Yes. Anna, the truth is, after six seasons of The Americans, I am a little tired of writing about spies. So Joel and I are now going on to do some other projects, and they probably won't have very many spies in them. You know, even with spies, the thing that was always most interesting to me was the family, the marriage, the parents and the children. So what I look forward to is writing about people, writing about marriages and parents and children and all the crazy things that people do. Because even with this show, what we really loved was when people would talk to us and they would say, you know, the crazy spies on your show just did this last week, but my husband and I related to it. Even though we're not spies, we had the same fight last week that they had. We didn't kill anybody. We weren't committing espionage, but we had the same misunderstanding between us. And that's really what we always loved. What really excited us was just to find something in the human condition that was common to everyone. So I think I'll have plenty to write about, just without the espionage.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Romina from Chile. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi, how are you? I wanted to know that with all that has happened with Russia lately, has it changed the perception or the way people view the show and the characters?
Well, this is Joel. I can speak for both of us and say we think you're right. Of course, it has changed the way people experience the show. And that makes sense to us. Every show is experienced through the prism of its own time. It's unfortunate to us also because as the show began, we really hoped that the way the audience would view it was as a challenge to reconsider what it meant to be an enemy, a challenge provoked by the fact that there were Russian bad guys being shown to an audience of around the world who would kind of look back with bemusement that they were ever such vilified enemies to us. And somehow over the course of these six seasons, they have turned back into our enemies. And we really hope for a time when the show can return to its more original experience for the audience, where people will once again wonder how we could have ever considered the Russians to be our enemies.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next turn is for Erica from Mexico. Just give us 1 second so we can open your line.
Okay,
Erica.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
we can.
Go ahead with your question, please.
Yeah, thank you very much for your time, guys. You talk about enemies. In this new season and with all the things that are actually happening, how is the definition of enemies?
It's a very good question. For so many years, the United States and the Soviet Union faced off against each other. And we're not sure anybody thought that much about even why we were enemies. There was a decision from both countries to try to destroy each other. And it's hard to say when it started. Did it start when the Soviet Union decided they had to spread communism around the world? Did it start when the United States decided they would get involved in the Russian Civil War and try to beat back the Bolsheviks? Who even thinks back that far? They just started fighting each other and never ever stopped, and it became so central to the identity of each country to have that enemy. And in a way, over here in the United States, when that enemy disappeared, it almost seems like we became lost. We started having trouble understanding who we were when we didn't have that enemy anymore. So that really tells you something about what an enemy is, that you can use, that of course there are enemies who really are trying to kill you every day, but there are other enemies who you use in a way to define and understand yourself. And that's very fascinating, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Thank you so much. The next question comes from Michael from Peru.
Hi, Joel. How are you, Joel? You hear me?
Hello. Yes, we can. Thank you.
Hi, thank you. This history gave us a lot of dramatic situation based on a real fact, which is war. Nowadays, in Latin America, we have a complicated political situation about corruption and all these things. Do you see a big potential to make a big story like the Americans with this situation?
Could you repeat the last part of your question, please?
If you see a big potential to make a big story like the Americans with all the situation that we have here in Latin America.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, anytime human beings are involved, there's a great opportunity to make a story. You talked about corruption. It's a great problem. It's a problem there. It's also a great problem here right now for us. It's a human thing. And anytime you have a deeply embedded human quality that creates conflict with people and that leads people to damage one another and themselves, well, it's sad for the world, but it's good for writers.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This question comes from Enrique from Costa Rica. Please go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Can you hear me?
Hello. Hi, Enrique.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm glad. Look, I was looking at several interviews you had, and it comes to my attention, and that's the reason of the question. All these new backlashes with the Russians that started about 3 years ago, right in the middle of the program. Has this been a reason to end it on season six, or it could have had no implications that the recent events will make this program end now on season six?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, what happened, as you say, about 3 years ago when things started turning bad in the relationship between the United States and Russia did not affect our show at all. It was very important to us because the show took place in the 80s. We tried very much to ignore current events when we were writing the show. We didn't want the audience to feel that current events impacted the show because we wanted the audience really to live in this world of the 1980s and never to feel that the writers were there. We wanted them to disappear into the drama. And if they felt, oh, here are the writers trying to make comments about modern day, it would break that spell that you can have, that beautiful feeling of being lost in the world of the characters. But nevertheless, we as people were affected by it. We, as Joel was saying earlier, started the show with the idea that our audience would be more receptive, more open to looking at KGB officers as people they could relate to and understand when the show started, because there was no conflict with Russia. And when the conflict became much worse, we were concerned it would be harder for the audience. And we do think the audience sees the show differently because that conflict has gotten so much worse than we thought they would. They view the show in a little bit of a different perspective.
Yeah, I agree. I'm old enough to have been in college when the Cold War was going on. And I remember all that, what has happened in that era. And I related to the drama of the show as per that era. But it brought back a lot of memories, and now with the new conflicts, they just like fusioned itself. So probably that's what's happened with the audience.
Yeah, well, you know, that those are the years that Joe and I, separately, but at the same time, were in college together in different places experiencing the same thing. So we're glad that seeped through for you. It certainly was formative for us as well.
Well, thank you very much.
The next question comes from Anna from Guatemala. Please go ahead.
Okay. What was the biggest challenge writing the last season of the series?
Well, this is Joel. I don't think we can point to a biggest challenge, but I think one of the biggest challenges that comes to my mind in writing the last season of the series is that I think for us the creative margin for error kept narrowing, by which I mean the closer we got towards the ending, really starting at the beginning of this season, the more it felt that everything had to be more and more exact and specific, even though we'd always been very hard on the material and very obsessed with specifics. But everything seemed to require an even greater amount of work and crafting and rewriting. So we've done that now, and we're exhausted.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from Romina from Chile. Please go ahead.
Yes, I was wondering, what will be the influence in the plot of the Gorbachev era?
At the beginning of season 6, which is just about to start, we make a jump of 3 years. So we ended last season before Gorbachev, and we're going to begin the next season several years into Gorbachev's leadership of the Soviet Union, because we wanted to be at a time when glasnost and perestroika had really started. And the reason for this is we knew that would make a conflict between Philip and Elizabeth, that Philip would feel one way about glasnost and perestroika and reform in the Soviet Union, and Elizabeth would feel a different way. And, of course, conflict in the marriage is always a very powerful thing in this show. And the other thing that happened, you saw at the end of last season, Philip quit working as a spy and was going to become a full-time travel agent. So between those two things, that she's spying without him, and now Gorbachev is changing their home country, and she feels one way about it, and he feels another way, you'll see that there are going to be a lot of problems between them in the new season.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Erica from Mexico. Please go ahead.
Okay. After all these seasons, you proved that the spy job is popular between the people. So I want to know, what do you think this happened? Why is the spy job is so interesting and so popular even nowadays?
Well, I guess maybe it's popular in some movies and TV shows that make it look fun. We'd like to think that the Americans is maybe an antidote to that, an advertisement to people that perhaps rather than becoming spies, maybe they'd like to become diplomats. It's better for your lifestyle, and it's better for the world.
My daughter my daughter's 11 years old, and she watched the other day her first episode ever of The American.
Just a minute. Yes, go ahead.
So my daughter's 11 years old, and she watched her first episode that I ever let her watch of The Americans, and afterwards, to my surprise, she said, "I want to be a spy." But I said, "Just watch some more episodes. You won't want to be a spy then."
Question.
Thank you so much. The next question comes from Michael from Peru. Please go ahead.
Hi, Joe. Again, this story is about Russia and the United States, and maybe for some people this is a delicate issue. How do you work this topic that is so sensible?
Well, we you know, the key thing is we don't think about it. We don't think about what's happening in the world today. And instead, we really think when we're writing about what was happening in the 80s, and we try to think about it without a political agenda, but rather with a human agenda, and to focus on what we believe our characters would have felt, not what we feel or what some political statement that we're trying to make, but rather the drama that these characters are going through. And we hope that by expressing the drama of each of the individual characters on the show, Russian, American, and others around the world, that through their conflicts and their common humanity, that any messages we have will seep out that way.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from Enrique from Costa Rica. Please go ahead.
Hi, guys, again. My question, it's, I already saw the screening of the next three episodes for season six. And my question is not based on that, of course, it's based on why did you decide to involve Paige so much into the plot of the process of being a spy and left the kid outside of it completely?
You mean the son? Why is the son outside of it?
Yeah.
You know, from the very beginning of the show, really from the pilot of the show, we had this sense that Paige was more like her mother in her soul. And not just like her mother, but that she had a kind of Russian part of her soul that was like both parents. She had gotten the Russian-ness in them. Whereas Henry, just because of who he was much more of just an American kid. He just didn't have that Russian soul inside of him. And as he grew up, as we wrote the character and as he developed, he had a kind of American innocence to him. He just hadn't inherited the Russian-ness or the darkness or the intensity. It wasn't who he was. So Paige, we could tell, was going to be drawn towards that world and that side of things, and her parents were going to see it. They were going to know that's who she was, and they were going to see that Henry wasn't really meant for that world.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Anna from Guatemala. Please go ahead.
Thank you. I'm going to pose a little bit of a challenge here. Can you describe in two or three words each of the seasons of the series, and now give us two or three words for the finale?
Wow. You're really testing our memories.
At least, yeah, at least you're going to let us do it in English, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is, you know, it's funny. You'd think that's a creative challenge, but it really is a memory challenge, you know. Old. Season one was a long time ago.
I know, but...
I'll tell you. Season one, marriage, trust. Season two, family, parenting.
You're turning it over just when it gets hard.
Season
I don't remember anything about season three.
Season two, family. Season three, parenting.
Season four, Martha and Nina.
Season four, Martha and Nina.
Season five, home.
Season six, the end. And
heart. That's pretty good. I didn't think we could do it at all. That's pretty good.
We're tired.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next turn is for Romina from Chile. Please go ahead.
Looking back to all these years of the show, what are you more proud of and what would you have done different if you could start all over?
Well, I'll take the first part of that. You know, there are a couple things. We've really just been wrapping up the show. We finished production about a week ago and we're just in final editing now. And one thing that's really become clear to us is that we've just been working with this extraordinary team of people, and we've all gotten very close, and we've had this amazing long time, this 6 years of working together in this very collaborative way where every person who works on the show works so hard and contributes so much, And it's not always like that on a TV show. These TV shows can be very rough and very difficult, and, you know, the hours can be very long. It can be very stressful. So you'll hear a different story than this a lot, but our story is a very happy one, and I think that's what we're most proud of. And it's funny, because you would think it would be the show itself, but I think that comes in number two, even though we're enormously proud of the show, enormously. But number one is number one. And what would we do differently, Joel?
I think I'd cycle in some more different restaurants for lunch orders. But outside of that, it's hard to be anything but grateful for this incredible ride.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Michael from Peru. Please go ahead.
Hi, guys, again. You have a story that combines real facts with fiction. How complicated or exciting is to make this fiction? How is this challenge?
Well, it's both complicated and simple, and it's always exciting. It's simple in the sense that it limits our choices in a very good way, because we plant the story firmly in the world of the past. So we have a calendar on which we plot out our episodes. We know exactly what days things are happening on. If someone's watching TV or listening to a song, it has to be a TV show that was on that day at that time, or a song that had been released at that time. And so it gives us a real sense of reality. And it's, you know, I think it becomes difficult because all that has to be researched. It becomes very difficult from a production standpoint. You know, we'll be filming on a street, and anytime an SUV drives by in the deep background, and those, of course, didn't exist in the early 80s, we curse under our breaths and add another few thousand dollars to our visual effects budget. But all in all, it's been challenging, but really gratifying to have that sense of verisimilitude in the show for us.
Great, thanks.
Thanks. Next question comes from Enrique from Costa Rica. Please go ahead.
Again, yeah, this will be my last question, basically. It's the choosing Fox. I mean, it's awesome here in Latin America. They are in the point guard. I mean, they're the spear point of this kind of shows. And choosing Fox to work on this type of venture, because it's actually a venture. It was a risky venture, seeing it on being me, my age. Trying to show a different connotation of what the 80s were on the perspective of the human part, not the conflict part. Would you have done it differently if you had gone somewhere else, or did Fox just left you open to all the ideas you brought in?
Well, here, I don't know, if is the show on Fox itself or on FX in Latin America? What station is that?
In Latin America, we're premiering Fox Premium, yeah.
Fox Premium,
right.
Yeah.
Right here in the United States, it's on Fox's premium cable channel, FX. And it's very important to us here that it's on that specific cable channel, because it's run by a guy named John Landgraf, who's a very visionary and brilliant guy. And when he brought us in to work on this show with us, he had just an enormous impact on it. First of all, he got it. As you said, it was a very risky show. The truth is, nobody else wanted to do it. The idea of a show where the KGB officers were the heroes was too risky for other places. Maybe it didn't even make sense to them. But he loved it. He thought that was what made it great. And then he had a lot of influence on it, just because him and his team are very creative and have a lot of ideas. Had so many impactful and influential ideas, in addition to their support for us and allowing us to be very free and to go wherever we wanted to go with us. So you're right to highlight that as having an enormous impact. It not only would have been a different show anywhere else, there probably wouldn't have been a show at all anywhere else.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. We have time for one more question that comes from Anna from Guatemala. Please go ahead.
Thank you. What are you going to miss the most about the production and the show?
I think we're going to most miss the people with whom we've been working for the past 6 years. We know we'll never again find actors as talented, gracious, fun, kind, and funny, as Matthew Rhys and Kerry Russell and Noah Emmerich and Holly Taylor and Margot Martindale, Kedra Salati. We could just go on, Brandon Dearden. We could go on and on and on about the actors, but also everybody on our crew from top to bottom, every writer, every director, everybody on the set. It became such an incredible community, working together, supporting each other. I think what we're going to miss most is that incredible group.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We're running out of time. So, Joe, thank you so much for your time today.